The second you enter Louisiana, you'll never forget it. The smell, the crime, the depression, the freeloaders. It's the infrastructure, crime, taxes, political corruption. Horrible, horrible. Well, that sucks. Now, I've seen some really bad areas. Oakland, Camden, parts of Philadelphia, Memphis. But I don't think I've ever seen anything like the rundown country ghetto that I saw in Shreveport, Louisiana. It was day 6 on my southern road trip, and this was the first time I saw anything like this. Back in New Orleans, I saw a lot of poverty in some rundown areas, but in New Orleans, a lot of it was in small doses, and the homes weren't as visually terrible. Plus, a lot of the worst of New Orleans had been razed to the ground after the hurricane. This, though, this was bad. They call it Ratchet City, Shreve Pit, Shitport, South Arkansas. That's mean, but that's what they call it here. But it doesn't matter what nicknames they give the place. It already has a brand. This has been called the worst place in Louisiana and the unhappiest place to live in the country. Driving around for 2 days, I can see why. That's an oil refinery, and we're in Shreveport, Louisiana. This is where we're going to begin, because this is how it all got started here. As you probably know, Louisiana's made its fortunes and seen its misfortunes because of oil. And for Shreveport, it's been a big misfortune. You could say refineries like this have made, but also unmade the place, because it is not in a good way these days. Nuh-uh. There was a big oil boom in the 60s, and a bunch of people came in here and drilled, baby, drilled. There was a lot of money in Shreveport. But then, what goes up comes down. The price of oil collapsed by 2/3 a barrel. So, what happened? Well, all the banks and all the big companies like GM started shutting down, and people got broke, and a lot of people left for Texas. And it's been downhill ever since the 80s. At one point, Shreveport had 200,000 people. Now they're down to 185,000. It was just announced this is officially the fastest shrinking city in the country. Some of these refineries are right in the middle of the worst hoods here. That's where I am now. This is an area on the south side of Shreveport with neighborhoods that are notorious in Louisiana. Places like Queensboro, Allendale, Cedar Grove. I mean, the night before I got here, there were news stories all over the state about people getting gunned down in the part of town I'm in right now. I spent the whole day driving around these hoods, and I have to say, they are bad, bad, bad. You gotta stick around for that. You just drive around Shreveport on the fringes of town and you see broken down everywhere. Signs of life that just aren't alive anymore. Just a couple miles from downtown, I saw some former hustle and bustle. This is South Texas Street. It's a broken out part of town that I'm pretty sure a lot of the middle class here never sees. There's really no reason to be down here anymore. This entire stretch of road used to be thriving. Now it's all just gone. The only signs of life are a few stragglers wandering around before 8 a.m. on a Sunday morning. I would assume that at one point this was a thriving extension to downtown, but it would take a mini miracle to get this place all spruced up again. And it's like this all over town. Businesses that people cared about so much and worked so hard to keep afloat are now buildings being turned back to rubble. Downtown proper's kind of okay. There really isn't a lot going on in downtown Shreveport. Just a few blocks of restaurants and some office buildings and a couple streets with some sort of life. I drove around downtown on a Saturday, and it was mostly empty. There's just not a lot going on. I have to give the city credit, though. A lot of downtown's closed down, but they try to make it look somewhat decent. At least on a few of the blocks. But it's a lot more rough here than it looks. Just the night before, three dudes hopped out of a car with rifles and gunned five people down right here on that corner in the middle of downtown at 2 a.m. They were just standing there. At least one of them died from what I heard. And then you get just a block or two from the downtown core and it's boarded up all over the place. Is it just in America where we abandon things when they're broken? There's nothing downtown. Bus station. Jeez. Just abandoned. Look at all this empty land downtown. There's no one buying any of it. We're seriously two blocks from downtown. I don't know if I've ever seen a downtown with this much grass and open land and unused space. The city's just really underfunded. Driving around, you can really see the oil bust rust. There's a lot of stuff that's demolished and neglected everywhere you turn in Shreveport. When the oil boom was going on, there weren't enough houses for all the excited people. Today, there's plenty of houses around. White flight was not kind to this place. They've had a lot of time to become a major American city, but it's been hard for them to find that thing to get things jump-started here. It was while driving around the downtown area that I met Big D. He runs an old barbecue joint on the edge of this part of town. The D stands for Darnell. That's him right there. Nice older guy. We kind of chatted for about a half hour. He's been here for 40 years and he said he remembers when the mob used to run this place. He also told me, downtown's booming. What are you talking about? Look, there's an apartment building going in right across the street. I was like, okay, dude. But we talked about the shootings and all the uneducated people in town. He seems pretty frustrated. What is going on in downtown Shreveport, man? Looks like stuff's gone.
Well, they tell us we buy lives. And done a pretty good job on trying to get the businesses and stuff going downtown. But the only thing, we got just so terrible roads around here, you know. Coming down the street right here, 4th Street, coming this way. It's so ridiculous that you just wouldn't believe that's in anywhere on earth. It's been that way for just 2 miles I've been in, and it's still the same way. They left Cedar Road wide open, Cripple Road wide open for crime. That's where I was, that crime coming from. Now we getting good police protection around this area here, and I love that. I like to see it all over town.
Mm-hmm. I bought a rib sandwich from Big D, homemade and everything. Then I gave it to this homeless guy. He seemed to really appreciate it. Big D seems to be hanging in there. But he's one of the last small business owners that are making a go of it in town anymore. There just aren't a lot of opportunities here for jobs. At least anything that's not going to take a whole lot of elbow grease, some deep pockets, and a prayer. But they have the casinos, right? Those are supposed to have been a big deal here. Looks like I didn't win anything. Looking around, it looks like a lot of other people didn't win anything either. This is the Horseshoe Casino. It's one of 8 casinos in Shreveport. And if you know anything about casinos, you know that they really can make a bad community even worse. The casinos were supposed to help this place. Yeah, they brought a lot of money in, but you can't really tell. Inside the casinos, they look pretty bleak. Usually casinos have a lot of people running around that are drunk and yelling and in good moods, having fun. All the casinos I went in Shreveport looked pretty ho-hum. There were a lot of empty seats on a Saturday night. Maybe the hotels should stop charging $300 a night. I know.
If Texas ever makes casinos legal, this place is really gonna feel it.
That's right, Mappy. I don't know what Louisiana would do with no casino money. Maybe drill deeper?
If everyone gets a Tesla, Louisiana wouldn't have any money.
I can't even imagine what Shreveport would look like if that happened. Or maybe I can. And now it's time to head into the worst parts of town. I didn't know it going in, but what I'd see in Shreveport's hoods was some of the most uniquely run down I've ever seen. I drove around Shreveport's worst areas in the early morning on the second day I was here. It is really rough. I tried to drive around and record everything I saw that morning. Every street I turned down had abandoned, burned out, boarded up, broken roads. It just went on. And there's so much overgrown here. Sometimes it's hard to tell if somebody lives in a house. Other times it's easy to tell no one lives there. But a lot of the worst parts of Shreveport are dark and gloomy and super dangerous. You can't tell if people are peering out from behind the shrubs or all the stained, broken windows. It's very intimidating, I have to say, and I do this for a living. A lot of Shreveport's a jungle southern ghetto. Up to this point, it was in the top 3 worst hoods I'd ever seen, but it would easily be passed later on in the trip. That's called foreshadowing. I guess you could say Shreveport's an extreme example of just how bad things have become in Louisiana. The state ranks 49th for poverty, 47th for incomes, it's 47th in food insecurity, and last for income gap. It's also a very unhealthy and polluted state. The schools here are in the bottom 3, and this state's dead last for social and economic incomes. Looking at all this, you might think it's a poor state overall, but it's not. The state's actually really rich. It's in the top 5 in the country for energy, chemical production, salt, sugar, rice, shipping. So where's all the money going? Corporate subsidies and bad politicians. Just look how much money the state gives back to the richest companies in the world. It's a state that can't fix its hospitals or schools or roads, but comes up with $100 million for a football coach. What the hell? Here in Shreveport, it's mostly crime and poverty that are dragging it down. And those two are very connected. Where we are right now driving around is actually the poorest neighborhood in the entire state of Louisiana. Households on this street bring in about $22,000 a year on average. Half the people in this area are on welfare and reported no taxable income last year. Half of them. Citywide, 1 in 4 people live in poverty, making Shreveport one of the poorest big cities in the United States. Minimum wage just isn't cutting it anymore. Even though a lot of homes on this street are about 100K, most people are just treading water around here. One website called this the third worst place to raise a family. Shreveport's been called sad and miserable and just all sorts of stuff. I didn't stop to ask anybody if they like living in this part of town. I don't know how you actually ask a stranger that. Crime-wise, it is cray-cray. Shreveport's in the top 20 in the country for murder rates. Gangs are bad. People are getting shot all the time. Cars are getting jacked. Every public park and mall in town is considered potentially dangerous. And there's lots of warnings about staying out after dark. Lots of people dealing and stealing. I hear all the gangs and crime skyrocketed after Katrina because a lot of people fled the coast and came up here and never left. There just aren't enough fathers at home. And there's definitely not enough cops on the streets here. I hear they're more than 100 officers short. And they're even having trouble getting people to apply. I don't blame them for not applying. Did you know Louisiana has the highest percentage of people in prison of any place in the world? It's true. There's a lot of liquor stores and casinos here, but not a lot of culture. I hear there's not a lot of civic pride in town anymore. People complain about trash and the rundown, and I have to agree with them. A lot of it looks terrible. I always hear that Louisianans are tough as nails and generous and proud. Where's all of that? I talked to a guy in town who lives in this hood. He told me really just about how bad it is. He wanted to remain anonymous for obvious reasons. Talk to me about like Shreveport, like what's going on here? Why do I keep hearing about crime and it's bad here? Like what's the vibe in Shreveport?
Well, there is a lot of poverty around here. The school systems are fucking terrible. I mean, look at this statistics, excuse me. There's drugs readily available everywhere in any neighborhood. It's not a great place to raise a family, but, you know, a lot of people do, and some turn out all right, but most fall into this dark hole that Shreveport can, if you let it, Shreveport can get you to that dark hole, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody wants to leave, not really. Many people want to fucking live here for the rest of their lives, and some people do leave, but it just has a way of bringing people back, and it's fucked up because there's kids getting killed, catching stray bullets, there's kids overdosing, there's kids dying in car accidents, robberies, burglaries, and for the amount of, it's not a big city. There's only like a 250,000 population here. And it's crazy how many murders, and if you look at all the statistics of all the other crimes, it's very high for the somewhat low amount of people that reside in this place, you know.
We're going to hear more from him and another concerned resident later. They're both pretty skeptical about where this city's headed. So everybody wants to know, how do you fix this? Well, the latest plan is a changing of the guard. Shreveport's been run by Democrats since 1990, but the city just elected a Republican mayor. That was a big surprise here, based on the demographics and all. But people were just fed up. They wanted to try something new. The new mayor says he's going to be tougher on crime and knock down a lot of the abandoned buildings and crack houses. We'll see how that goes. They're also going to have to figure out how to turn the economy around here, too. Outside of healthcare and energy, it's pretty bleak. Word's out, Shreveport has the worst job economy in the nation for mid-sized cities, and that is not good. Of course, not everybody here is unhappy. There's some good parts of town. Where we are now is on the fringes of Shreveport, where families can relax and just get out of the dreary. Here's what that looks like. Down here, home prices are in the $300,000 range. A lot of what I'd call far south central Shreveport is actually pretty nice. Lots of big homes, and it seems very safe and inviting. I think a lot of these people fund the bad side of town and are frustrated that their mandatory investments are not paying off much. But that's just how it is more and more in the country now. I think these people are being pretty patient, if you ask me. When I was out and about in Shreveport, I didn't really do very much, to be honest. Despite being here for 2 days, I was kind of confined to one kind of little tiny area in town that actually isn't in Shreveport. That's because much of Shreveport is ghetto, dangerous, or just empty. So I hung out in Bossier City, or Bossier as they call it. It's right across the river from Shreveport. There's some casinos and hotels and a little bit of fun, safe areas to kind of hang out in. You could call this part of town hip if you wanted to. It's a total different vibe than everything across the river in Shreveport. I'll tell you that. Look at this outdoor concert. All these people are smiling. They seem happy. You can kind of walk around all over here and look across the river at the bad side and be glad you're on the safe side. And that's the Red River, by the way. Nobody swims in it because of pollution. I also saw an air show from nearby Barksdale AFB. That's another good thing about Shreveport. The Air Force base has added some stability. I gambled some. I never win on the stupid machines, but I did take in a little dough at the sports book with this upset victory. No matter where you go in Louisiana, it's hard to forget you're in Louisiana. Folks sure dress like it. Lots of hats and boots and cowboy wallets all over Shreveport. And undercarriage lights are a big deal here for dudes with big old trucks. There's a lot of music and art and good food in Bossier. On my final night, I headed to Bojack's and thought, you know what? I'll try the damn crawfish. It was my final night in Louisiana and all. I didn't suck the heads, though. I just don't get it. I saw people putting down platters of these things. You don't really get a lot for all that work, and they don't really taste that good. And the yellow poop guts, I just don't know. What am I eating? Am I eating crawfish poop? And then as we left, I followed a crawfish gut pile out the door. That was disgusting. But that's Louisiana. Back at the casino, things are still humming along for the house. But I didn't see too many smiles. Just lots of same-o, same-o. The house always wins. This casino is sort of Shreveport itself. It takes and offers very little in return. The way things are going in town, there are very few jackpots being hit. I don't understand. Based on statistics, Shreveport's assumed to be one of the unhappiest places in the country. But then Harvard did a study once, and they talked to people, and 5 of the 10 happiest places in the country were here, in Louisiana. So which one is it? But I don't think any of these people care too much about statistics or rankings or any of that. They know they're ranked badly and everything. They're just too busy worrying about day to day than they are what they rank in. And I don't think Big D cares about rankings. He's gonna stick it out in Shreveport till he dies, no matter what. I bet he thinks he's gonna outlast all the bad politicians and all those gangs. And he'll probably just stay out of the way like the rest of the community. Just hope something changes, but mostly hoping it just doesn't get any worse. This would be my last day in Louisiana. The next day, I'd see something equally tragic as I began my journey out of the state into Arkansas.
Shreveport is a predominantly Democrat area, you know, some independents, but predominantly Democrat. But we've had for the last 25 years a Democrat mayor, and I think that things have gotten to a point and people are like, we want to change. And the people of Shreveport are really, you know, we've got some really good people here, and we've got some people who are like, we're not putting up with this anymore. And so Shreveport actually voted in their first Republican mayor in all that time. And I was reading today that he is going to bring in the federal government and try to start investigating using the RICO Act to try to bring down some of the organized crime in the area, because it has gotten so bad, and which I think is wonderful, because you know, we need something big. We need something big to happen to help us. But I also think it's like everywhere else. I think it's a series of bad decisions. I think that it's bad leadership. It's you know, just to be very real about how I feel about it, I think it's a lot of our society moving away from God and not having any more of the values of having family structures. And I think that is a big part of, you know, what's happening, because you see so many times in our community, you know, moms raising kids and you don't see dads. And I think that's, you know, a huge part of where the crime and things like that come in. Mm-hmm. So I think that, you know, if we begin to move back and begin to bring back some of our values, I think that we'll begin to see, you know, but that'll be big changes right there.
The population's going down. Do you know any people that have left that are like, we're going to Texas or we're going to wherever?
Yes, I have some close friends who have left. I have a close friend who's moving to San Antonio this summer, and you know, it's hard to see him leave, but you know, you just realize that you know, people have got to do what's best for them, and what, you know, everybody wants some good opportunities for their children. So hopefully we can, you know, bring that back here. But in the meantime, yeah, I think we're going to continue to see people leave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are you optimistic?
I'm optimistic because I see God moving. And so I think that as long as we have people here who are willing to work towards good change, I think that things can change, you know. Mm-hmm. And we have a lot of outreaches in Shreveport, and we have a lot of people who just care, you know. Just, I mean, a lot of really caring people that are not willing to sit back and just let things go, and that's huge. And it makes me really hopeful about the new mayor. Not that it's a certain party or whatever, but it just makes me hopeful that people are willing to say, hey, we've had enough of this and we need a change. And they're willing to step outside of their comfort zone to say, hey, we want things to get better here. And that's what we need. I think that Shreveport is a place with just a lot of wonderful people, and I hope that that people will you know, check out things here. We have a lot of different events and things, and I hope that people will look into those and maybe, you know, come to visit and see see the good things that the Shreveport-Bossier area has to offer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, someone just got shot on Market in Texas last night.
Yeah.
What's going on with all the knuckleheads shooting people around here?
Just ignorant, uneducated. 90% of that is uneducation. Not educated, a person not educated is more subject to get in trouble than an educated person. You don't educate your kids, you can expect trouble down the line. You can expect it's coming down the line. Educated, they got more avenues then to travel on, you know. Then just that one avenue, that's all they see. I saw my mama out there doing this, and I saw my daddy out there, and that's all they know to do. So that's what needs to be done. I don't know what they'll do with it when they get, when they, you know, new administrations come in or not. But every time one come in, and it ends up, they might clean up one section, but they move them all to another section. It bothers me about how long we have to keep waiting on this change to come, you know. Education is what our main downfall, educating the children. Because the parents, they're not educated. The kids are not going to be well educated. They don't have the incentives to go to school every day because the parents didn't. And that's the way I see it.
How would you describe Shreveport in like two sentences?
Progress. But a long ways to go.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So what is it about Shreveport that, like, is it gangs? Is it drugs? Like, why is it so bad here and in other cities in Louisiana is not nearly as bad?
I'd say that, it is a hub for narcotics coming through from Mexico. There is a cartel presence here, but it's a road. So basically, you know, you come from Texas, these mules and whatnot, and they stop in Shreveport, and on the way to their other destinations, whether it's the East Coast, they're up to Chicago, you know, or Florida, whatever. And also that there's not much to do here. You can gamble, maybe hit up one of our bars, you know, go to our small aquarium for maybe 20 minutes, you know. Man, shootings have been happening here for fucking a long period of time. It was real bad in the 90s, but we actually had the most murders in a year pretty recently. I forgot what year it was, but it was pretty recent.
So who's shooting who? Like, why are people shooting each other?
Okay, it's mostly gang wars, you know, for the most part, or just over drugs, you know. And I'm not going to mention any specific gangs, but there's definitely a lot of gang violence going on. Cause, you know, I mean, I know how that mentality is, you know, like, because it's all a get back game. You know, one of your people got killed, one of your brothers got killed, you know, and shit, it's just body after body dropping, you know. It's very rare that, you know, in situations like this where both the gangs are like, you know what? You killed my cousin and I killed your mom, but, you know, let's just stop the violence. You know, that doesn't fucking happen. It never fucking happens. There's unborn children that don't even know they're in the womb and they're going to be born into a fucking gang. You know, it's just fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm. So what are they trying to do to stop all the violence in Shreveport?
That I'm not sure of, honestly. our police force is pretty aggressive, to say the least. You don't want to fuck around over here, especially in Bossier. It's even worse in Bossier. But yeah, I don't know what the hell they're doing. I mean, they're not doing enough, because this shit's happening. Like, a kitty got killed outside of skating rink recently, and she wasn't nothing but like 17, 18 years old. It's very sad what's happening to these innocent people. You know, I advise anybody that doesn't live here to not live here. Because it can be pretty rough out here. I've seen a lot happen to people, and heard of a lot happening to people. And this is a place where you need to tread lightly. It's you know, I hope Shreveport can be a better place one day, but I've never seen it. I can't even imagine that ever happening.
So they say they did a ranking on the happiest cities in the country, and Shreveport was last. So technically, according to some website that did rankings, Shreveport's the unhappiest place in the country. Does that wow. surprise you to hear that?
No, it doesn't at all. But damn. Shit, I knew we were a fucking shitty ass depressing city, but for to be the lowest? Wow, yeah. I mean, it surprised me a little bit, but not much. Not much at all. You know.
Do people seem unhappy here?
Very much so. The majority. You know.
Are you looking to move and need advice? I do consulting. That's right. I'll sit down and talk about where the next perfect place for you and your family should be. I do it all the time. Together, let's find you a new home that's safe and checks all your boxes. And I can also help you find your new house, too. Email me and I'll work with you. I'm not just helping you figure out where to move, but I can help you find your perfect home, too. That's right. I know awesome, reliable agents all over the country, and I'd love to connect you to somebody who can help you search for that perfect home. Hey guys, if you learned something new about America or what it's like to live in America, great. You should think about subscribing and turning on your notifications. You can also click one of these videos or playlists for more.
This is Sage, Nick's manager. This has been a Corner House Entertainment production.